Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. We're about 7:34 on this Thursday morning. I'm Bob Flott, live and local in the studio with you again. Well, this morning we're going to find out some good news coming in from Alamogordo. Our guests this morning include Heather Kankis. She's a mentor and coach for the Alamogordo First Tech Challenge team. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You're doing well. I know you're doing real well because you have some good news to share with us coming up here in a little bit. Also, we have with us this morning, Miranda Harvey. Miranda, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're a student where here in Alamogordo?
Alamogordo High School.
You come close to that mic and speak up a little more, honey.
Alamogordo High School.
And what grade are you in there?
Ninth.
Ninth grade. Very good. Good to have you here this morning. And then we have Heather's son with us this morning. Good to have him in here. Kaz, right?
Kaz.
Kaz.
Yes.
All right, Kaz, good to have you here this morning.
Yes, it's good to be here. Hello.
How do I?
Sorry, good. I'm a little tired.
Where do you go to school?
I also go to Alamogordo High School, but I'm in a grade above Miranda. I'm in 10th.
10th grade. So how do you guys like school?
It's school. About the same as every school year. You know, walking through the hallways. Go to class.
But this year's a little bit different because you're 1 year closer to graduation from high school.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's always good news, isn't it? And then on to college. Well, Heather, we thank you for taking time out today and bringing the two students in with you this morning. Tell me a little bit about what is your program about?
So we are part of FIRST, and FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. It's a multi-level program. These students in particular participate in FIRST Tech Challenge, where they build a robot that is meant to be competitive, and then they also are judged on their community outreach, their gracious professionalism, how we impact our community, basically. So it's a twofold program where they build a robot, but they also have to be great human beings as well.
How many students are in the program?
This season, we had 59 students in our program, ranging from pre-K all the way through 12th grade.
From pre-K?
Pre-K, yes, sir. They started, FIRST has a new program, and it's called Discover, and it's for pre-K through first grade, where they actually start building with Duplos and learning STEM concepts in preschool.
I did not realize that.
This is the first year that we've run the program, so we're learning a lot about it. And when I say we, I don't mean me. Our middle school team actually mentored the youngest program, the Discover program. So our Astro Scorpions ran that program this season.
Now, is the program all about robotics?
It's partially about robotics, but I think the biggest thing about FIRST is that we're building kids that are gracious professionals, they are kind, they are good humans, and they give back to their community. And I think that's what got me involved and engaged, is the fact that they're building kids that learn how to work together, that they're kind to the people they're competing against, and then they also learn engineering concepts, which is super cool too.
Yeah, I think in any kind of competition, sportsmanship is very important.
Absolutely.
It's key to a lot of things.
Absolutely. And the one thing, a lot of my kids that do both sports and FIRST, they'll walk into a competition that's not FIRST related and they'll be like, Mrs. Kankis, they are not gracious professionals, because the people in the stands will be yelling unkind things to the other team. And we cheer for the people we're competing against. We want them to be successful, because the better they are, the better that is for us, because that means we need to up our game and do better as well.
Right. Do you find when it comes to that, so let's say team members that are in sports, they do well in sports, do they also do well as a team member?
Yes, most of the time. Sometimes it's a little hard to transition that mindset a little bit.
Right.
But yes, most of the time they do really well. It's just, like I said, it's a little bit different mindset in first because the expectation is to help your competitors. So if someone else's robot breaks, we are not cheering that the robot's broken. We are actively helping them fix it.
Now, when it comes to the total team, how many members again?
On our high school team, we have 10 members, but in our program overall, there's 59 students.
How does a student qualify to become a team member?
So this year in particular, we took anybody that wanted to be on the team, and we've just kind of taught them about FIRST. Hopefully it'll be the same way next season. The biggest issue we have is in order to grow our program, we need more adult mentors to help.
Very young. Okay.
But the students did most of the coaching this season, but we still kind of need grownups to oversee all of that to make sure it's successful. But no, we took everybody this season. Anybody that wanted to do robotics, if we could fit them on a team, we put them on a team.
And how many teams do you have?
Oh, goodness. I should have remembered that off the top of my head. So we had one Discover program, and that had a whole bunch of little ones. We had two FIRST Explore teams, which that's first grade through third grade. And then we had four FIRST Challenge teams, FIRST LEGO League Challenge teams. We had a middle school FIRST Tech Challenge team, which is the program we do, and then we had a high school FIRST Tech Challenge team. So there were a lot of teams this year. And then we also assisted teams in Tularosa, and we also helped the Cloudcroft FIRST Tech Challenge team as well. So it's a big number.
Yeah, it's a very big number. We've got a big number we're going to talk about in just a little bit as well. Last week at our Rotary Club meeting, that's when we met at Rotary.
Yes,
last
sir.
Week. Last Wednesday, you had some team members in there. They also had a robot that they had built. And they demonstrated that to the Rotary Club members. And we were all so impressed about this robot and what it could do. Share more with us.
So that particular robot was actually the robot we took to state competition. The kids had a strategy, and they executed it very effectively. They were on the winning alliance at state championship. They were selected by Enigma, a team out of Albuquerque that we absolutely adore to be on there. Cass is giving hearts and kisses over here. That we absolutely adore. They selected us to be their alliance partner. We graciously accepted, and we won the state championship as robot games as well, with them captaining us. But that was the robot we took to Rotary. It had a very strong autonomous, which means if you're not super familiar with robots, that means that the kids code it and it runs by itself. And then there's a middle part where the kids kind of drive the robot.
Tele-op.
There we go. See, Kaz is helping me out. Tele-op. So the kids drive the robot in tele-op. And our tele-op game wasn't as strong as we wanted it to be, but the kids' goal was to be very strong in autonomous because that score is very high, and strong in end game, and that score is very high. And so the robot we brought to Rotary did both of those things, but we were kind of missing the middle piece in tele-op. And so they've actually developed a brand new robot, which we hadn't brought to Rotary. We were in the middle of coding it when we saw you last. So the robot now drives in tele-op. We've got it calibrated. These are super fancy words. I'm not the build coach, so I'm doing my best. But they have odometry pods that in autonomous count where it is on the field, but they have to be calibrated very carefully. So that calibration has been finished, and we're working on our autonomous code right now so that when we go to World, hopefully we can bring all three pieces together to have a little bit more competitive robot at the world level.
I'm thinking back when I was a kid in Michigan on the farm back there. For presents, I remember getting, and all my brothers and sisters probably got the same thing, these gifts where you would build things. And we just had a heck of a time working together and seeing what we could come up with in that. Is that how it kind of begins?
It truly does. So there's a lot of development that goes into it where the kids will try and fail and try and fail. But the nice thing is they try and it doesn't work and they keep going. We've developed multiple. There's a little thing on there called a drone launcher where it basically shoots a paper airplane. We've developed multiple paper airplane launchers at this point. The kids have tried with different arm designs. I want to say Mark has probably done I don't know, probably 10 different iterations on the little arm that's going to pull in the pixels, which is our game element this season. But it's a lot of just tinkering and learning and touching things and putting them together and figuring it out. And I have to smile because I grew up in Michigan, too.
Oh, really? What part?
The thumb area.
Where's the thumb area? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I worked for the company back there that owned the TV station there in Saginaw, Michigan.
So that was
Gary Broadcasting a long time ago, yeah.
That was what I watched growing up. I was in the thumb area, so Vassar, Michigan is where I grew up.
Great state, great state. Miranda, how long have you been in the program?
This is my first year. I'm a rookie.
Third year?
First year.
Oh, first year. What made you want to become a member?
I went to a coding camp thing during the summer, and I was asked to join by Dr. Sarah.
We saw that she had potential, and we snagged her.
All right. And Andrew, what have you helped build so far?
I'm still kind of learning everything, so I've helped with robot. I've been trying to learn coding, and I do work on the drone launcher a lot.
You worked on that drone launcher so much. So much.
Cass, how long have you been in the program?
Oh, geez, how many years now? Maybe...
No, remember, your mom's sitting right here.
maybe like 11 years at this point.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Now, how old are you now?
16.
16. So you got started at 5 years old.
We drug Kaz to events before Kaz was even old enough to be in the program. She actually volunteered next door at Betty Dare. There was a year called Senior Solutions.
I loved Senior Solutions. They had a little song they would sing.
And do you remember the song?
Oh, I remember the song.
Sing it.
I will. Seniors, if you're feeling blue, Kids for Company is there for you. Always a smile, never a frown. We will never let you down.
Love it.
Wasn't even on the team.
It's a good... It's
catchy. I have a call coming in here. Yes, America's Got Talent. Yes, he'll be there for competition.
Oh, stop it.
I can't.
I can't go to America's Got Talent because I'd blow everyone out. They would be destroyed by my pure, raw talent.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You've taught him very well, Heather.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, you know, when we first met that week ago and everything else, and we were somewhat familiar with your program, but you guys were really concerned because you're going to some tough competition.
Yes, sir.
You're going to Houston coming up here in a little bit, and you've got some other competition as well.
Yes.
And you had a fun drive going on. You were trying to get up to $60,000.
Yes, sir.
And you were short of that.
We were short of that. I think about $10,000 when I saw you last.
Yeah, last week at $10,000.
Yes, sir.
But what's the good news you can share with us this morning?
Well, I haven't done the math yet. We had a Filipino fundraiser dinner last night. But I believe last evening we may have hit that goal of $60,000. This community has stepped up in ways that I did not... I'm going to start crying just talking about it. Stepped up in ways that I didn't even know were possible. We had three teams qualify for advanced competition. We have the state champions in First Tech Challenge. And then our state champions of First Tech Challenge coached First LEGO League teams. And they also coached the first LEGO League team, the Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Love you guys. They coached them. They coached them to the state championship as well. So they are the state champions for LEGO League. And so both of those teams qualified to go to the World Championship in Houston, Texas. We leave Monday. And then we also have a team called the Short Circuits. Our team was teaching two Filipino teachers how to coach this season, and they're going to take that program back to the Philippines with them next year. But that team also qualified for advanced competition. They're going to the Western Edge Invitational in California, the end of May, beginning of June. And so we had three teams traveling. registration fees just for the three teams were over $6,000 to go to these competitions. We have to feed the children while they're there, hotels, travel. I didn't realize how much parking was in Houston. So all of these things added up to close to $60,000. And this community came together and supported these teams, and they're super proud of them. And I think we are darn close to that goal now. I think if we're not there, it's, I mean, within $1,000 maybe.
Very close.
Very, very close. And with our estimate, everything was estimated, and I think we might have estimated a little bit high even just to make sure we had enough to get them there. So these teams are fully funded to go to their competitions.
Very good. Now, your dinner last night was a Filipino dinner?
Yes, sir. The two coaches that coach the short circuits, they're from the Philippines, and so they made an authentic Filipino dinner.
That had to be good.
Oh, my gosh. It was so, so good.
So good. I was serving the food, and I had to switch places with Miranda because I got nervous. I'd drool on it.
It was so good. And so we sold 225 tickets to that dinner. We'd planned to sell at the door, but we sold every ticket before the event even happened.
Yeah. And then you had an auction as well.
We did. We had a silent auction where we had wonderful community members donate things like signed books. We had a great big Scentsy basket. One of our parents on our team is super crafty, so they made these adorable home decor things. And that went really well, too. I think we raised about $400 or $500 on a silent auction. And then, like I said, I haven't done the math on the dinner yet, but we sold 225 tickets at $12 each, and a lot of the supplies were donated as well. We sold sodas at the event. I think we made $80 on that. So every little bit kind of added up to get us to our goal.
Now you're going to Houston. Texas competition can be strong.
Can be strong.
There's a lot of oil money there.
Yes, sir.
And that takes them way over the top most of the time and everything else. What concerns, if any, do you have regarding going to Houston?
Well, the thing about Houston is it's not only Texas teams that are going to be there. They do have big oil money. There are teams from all over the world we'll be competing with. We've actually spoken with a team from Australia. Our kids have met and talked with them. They've been chatting with teams from Brazil, Mexico. As soon as Maxwell, who is one of our seniors, found out the 56 teams that are going to be in our division, he made a group chat with all 56 teams. So they've been talking with kids from all over the world. There are some strong, strong robots. The third place in the world robot is in our division. So there are some strong competition. You've got teams from Washington State coming in. They have all of that tech knowledge. Just all over the country, there's brilliant teams from all over. So we're going to meet teams from all over the world. And the cool thing is we may not be the best team there, but man, are we going to learn a whole lot this next week. We're going to see some of the best robots. We're going to see different ways things were engineered. So I think regardless of how well we do, we are going to learn a lot because this is 10 kids on our high school team. 8 of them have never seen this type of competition. The 5 kids traveling with the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, none of them have been to world competition. So these kids are going to learn a ton because that's one of those things that when you see these other robots in action, you can ask those questions. You can learn so much from other teams. We've learned a ton just from the teams in our state. We were struggling with writing code. Enigma, who is the winning Robot Game Alliance captain, they sent us their code to learn from. So, I mean, regardless of how we do, we will learn a lot.
Yeah. Miranda, will you be going as part of that team? Are you going? You'll be there?
Yes, I'll be there.
You'll be there. Did you have... What can you highlight about being a member of that team and going to that kind of competition?
It's definitely going to be an experience since I am a rookie.
It's a great year to be a rookie, Miranda.
Yeah. Welcome to your first year, right. Cass, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I've actually been to a world before when I was much younger, back when the program was still called FLL Junior. back in the good old days when I was small. I already went.
Good old days, yeah. Like
good old days.
You're an old man now, buddy, right?
It was just luck that I actually got to go to World, and it was incredible. That's back when they did the competitions in St. Louis. It was gorgeous. One of the best experiences of my life. I met kids from all over the world. I got to meet some of the people who like run first, and apparently I met Will.i.am. I don't remember that though, and I think my mom is lying to me about that.
You've met Will.i.am.
I don't believe you.
Woody Flowers, who is really big in first. He passed away, but he is the he's the reason gracious professionalism exists and why it's so ingrained into these kids. But you also met Dean Kamen, who is the founder of FIRST. So your little eyes were just so big. But I think the thing that touched me most as a parent is when we went to World, the second time you went to World, Kaz.
Oh, yeah, I went twice.
Kaz has went twice. We were right next to the FIRST Tech Challenge teams, which is the level we're at now. And these FIRST Tech Challenge kids just embraced these little kids and just... they would tell them how cool they were. They were so invested in their project. So to see my kid going back at that level and to be able to tell the first Lego League Explore kids, it used to be junior, all of the same things. Like, hey, your project's so cool, to go visit the pits, to tell them they're amazing. They've got little rubber Viking ducks that we're going to take and give to the little kids.
Yeah, very good.
So it's kind of cool for me as a parent to be able to see that complete 180 where we're now taking the big kids, and they get to be the ones that the younger kids look up to. So I'm really excited about that part, because it made a difference to Kaz when Kaz was little. So to be on the opposite side of that now and to be the cool big kids that really spoil the younger kids is going to be fun for me.
Cool.
How many robots are you taking for the competition, Kaz?
Just one. We're taking our new robot that we're making that my mom was talking about, because, like she said, last competition at state, our robot was pretty good. Like, we had a very strong end game. We had I think, 99% accuracy when it came to the climb or something, because just one game we had missed our time frame to get up there. But, and we had a very strong autonomous, like she said, but our teleop was just not fully there, so we made a new robot, and like she said, Mark has been working on our attachment that's going to grab our game piece this year like crazy. I remember when we were meeting over spring break, he got so mad because he accidentally printed it way too big. And just so many little, like, problems that he had to work out. He had to work out the kinks, and it's, seeing it now, it looks so good. He 3D printed it in the fancy colors.
Tell us a little bit, and Miranda, you can join in this if you want to. Tell us a little bit about the robot itself.
So I think my mom said this earlier, I'm not sure, but we were more of the outreach kids, so this might not be the best description of what our robot can do, and I apologize. So this year's challenge includes small pixel pieces, which are like little hexagons with holes in them, and you have to pick them up and place them upon the backdrop. And so we had hosted competitions, and when we were hosting our first competition, we noticed that a lot of people were taking way too much time going back and forth getting their pixels and then going back to the backdrop. So in our first iteration of our robot, we were like, well, how about we are the ones who take those pixels to the backdrop for them, so they can just focus on solely placing. And that was our main goal.
It was a good strategy.
And then at state, I don't know much, but I know we made changes after that to get it even more precise and as accurate as possible in that strategy. But then after state, we were like, it's great that we were able to help our alliance members, or not, is it alliances?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got
our alliance members with that, but we needed to be more competitive ourselves, because there's teams who can score like 300 just by themselves, and it's crazy stuff. Like, some of those top scoring teams, I see their robots and I'm like, did they pay someone to make this?
There are some brilliant kids in this program. Very, very brilliant kids.
Miranda, what are you looking forward to?
With Robot?
Yes, with the competition.
I'm looking forward to meeting people and I guess just experiencing what it's like at competition.
You'll probably meet some people that you become quite close to and have social media friends for maybe the rest of your life.
We still do that with a lot of the teams we've met along the way.
Is that right? Yeah.
If we do.
Yeah. Miranda, any final comments this morning from you?
No.
You all set? Kaz, how about you?
Any final comments from me? Probably not.
Probably not. All right. Heather, it's your turn.
Absolutely. I just want to thank this community. You've really, really come together and to support these kids, and we could not have done what we've done without you. And to all of my teams, we're proud of you. Those of you that did not advance this year, let's come together next year, and let's work hard, and let's make it happen for you guys, too.
Very good. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you. You're going to come back and tell us what happened, right?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having us and getting the word out. I know this was planned to kind of help us finish that final fundraising push. So it was nice to be able to come in and share the good news that I think we're there. But we will absolutely come back and tell you what happened. Maybe I'll bring a few new kids that haven't been on the radio yet.
Sure, let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And all the little public service announcements you did.
Yeah.
So many people turned up to our pancake breakfast. So thank you. thank you.
Yeah. And that was last Saturday.
It was last Saturday.
In the morning, yeah.
It sure was. And we had people show up.
You're working.
So. Oh, having a job sometimes is tough.
Yeah.
You miss the fun stuff.
Right, exactly. But we appreciate it. Yeah, we'd like to know. And before you go, though, let me know about that $60,000. If you hit it.
I'm pretty sure we're there, and if we're not, it's really, really close. Like I said, we still have a few checks in the mail, so I do think we're going to get there.
Very good. Now, people want to find out a little more about the project, the program.
Absolutely.
What do they do?
So we have a website. It's astrovikings.org. And then we are also part of Applied Dynamics Initiative, and that is adisteam.org. And then you can also email me, Heather, at adisteam.org as well.
And you can give them all the information.
Absolutely. If they're more into social media, the Astro Vikings are on just about every type of social media you can find. I'm old, so I hang out on Facebook, but I think they're on Instagram, TikTok.
Old.
Old-ish. We'll go with old adjacent, maybe. But the kids are on everything. So if anybody has a student that is interested in the program, please reach out to us. We're on the end of this season, but we'll be starting to form new teams here fairly soon. We're going to start talking about how many teams we have as soon as we're back from World. But we will be starting to form teams probably in May. And then
next month.
Yeah, it's coming fast. And then in August, their season, the younger kids' season starts. And in September, the middle school and high school season starts. So, I mean, really, it's the season runs from we start April or August or September. Generally, if you don't advance, you're done in about February. The high school team especially goes year round because the expectation is for them to do volunteering, outreach, get out in the community, show people what robots can do, get kids excited about STEM career pathways.
Very good.
So,
Heather, thank you very much.
Thank
Miranda,
you.
Thanks for being here. Kaz, thank you, sir. Appreciate
Welcome.
It. You guys did well on the radio this morning.
Now they get to go to school.
Yeah.
They're not even going to be late.
No.
So
that
exciting.
That sounds good.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that does it for me on this Thursday morning. Mike will be in for a little bit, and then John Hurt joins you coming up here on the Up, Up, and Away show. Good morning. I'll see you around town.
This is 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, translator K263BF, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 FM KEDU Ruidoso, and the World Wide Web at KHIIRadio.com.
It's 8.04, time for weather.
In Cloudcroft,
it's clear and 41. Wind is light and variable from the south-southeast. Today, clear with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with the low in the mid 40s. It's clear and 41.
For Ruidoso.
It's clear and 41. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Today, clear with a high in the low 60s. Wind will be light and variable from the west-southwest. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Wind will be from the west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with the low in the upper 40s. It's clear and 41.
In Alamogordo.
It's clear and 52. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Today, clear with a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Then, tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the low 60s. It's clear and 52.
Do you have what it takes to live and work in space like astronauts? Now showing in the New Horizons Theater, the giant screen film, Astronaut, Ocean to Orbit, explores the ways that NASA uses underwater environments to simulate life and work in space. Join astronaut Chris Cassidy as he trains in a giant underwater facility in Houston. Dive in the seafloor with NASA astronaut Jeanette Epps as she lives underwater with fellow astronauts in Aquarius Reef Base in Florida. For showtimes, visit nmspacemuseum.org.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we are on the road again. Hi, this is Mike. I will be broadcasting live and local for the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Otero County Bowl for Kids' Sake Saturday, starting around 11:30 a.m. at the Holloman Air Force Base Strikers Bowling Center. Our live and local coverage is presented by Amy Tillison, State Farm Insurance Agency, Casa Itera Title Company, and Vision Ford Lincoln.
Hi, this is Sunny Arrows with Animal Village and M Spay Neuter, Pet Food Bank, and Rescue Transport. Last year, we provided 200 low-income spay-neuter surgeries in Otero County alone, preventing thousands of unwanted puppies and kittens from suffering. Because it's spring cleaning season, please clean out your closets and donate all unneeded wearable shoes and boots to help us help more animals in your community. Collection boxes are waiting now for your shoes at all First Savings Banks, and many other Otero and Lincoln County locations on our website, animalvillagenm.org. Donate today because they love us. animalvillagenm.org.
We're all travelers on this earth, and as we pass through, we are given many opportunities to discover and learn. Join us Saturday, April 20th at Alameda Park Zoo here in the heart of Alamogordo. Our Earth Day celebration is a special place where you can browse and learn, discover wondrous treasures and inspiration that serves the spirit of the admirer. Browse among the many vendors, enjoy the entertainment, and more. Earth Day, Saturday, April 20th at Alameda Park.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.